felt that one way up here. When you talk about precision passing, that's what you mean.
Virtual Sports Network.
All right, we get a chance right now to talk some Madden football. All right, Madden 13 just around the corner. And look at this. We've got a fun one today because we have got the creative director of Madden 13, Mike Young, joining us. Mike, what's up, man?
Not much. Got back from the holidays.
Let me ask you first and foremost how you get a holiday in the middle of this time of the year with Madden just a month away.
Well, it wasn't great timing on my half, but we have an annual trip to Pittsburgh on the 4th, and it just has to happen.
I like it. Well, you know, you got to make some time because I know you guys are going to get crazy real soon. Of course, you know, the NCAA game comes out today, so you got Madden is now on everyone's mind as football starts to get in the air. Let's start first and foremost with the stuff that we haven't seen yet. I know a ton of people are wondering and maybe just hearing about some of the new modes you guys are working with. Can you kind of explain to us this connected careers and how it works?
Well, connected careers really, first and foremost, if you're familiar with the franchise, which I know you guys are, it's all traditional game modes, franchise mode, superstar mode, and our online franchise connected together. But what's great about it is it's so much more than that, and that by connecting them, they're all equally deep. So a lot of times our online franchise players were upset that the mode lacked some of the sophistication that our franchise mode did. All of that's gone now. The modes are all equal. They're all deep. So if you love last year's franchise mode, you're going to love this one. It's deeper than last year's, but if you're an online player, now you have all of that depth and so much more. And the other part about connecting them is now a friend of yours, like I like to play with my friends.
Yeah.
So I'm a Steelers fan.
Okay. Now you're talking to a Seahawks fan, so I'm still bitter. So the less we can bring that up, the better.
Okay, I'm also a St. Louis Rams fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like your worst enemy.
Yeah, no joke.
So say we wanted to play together, you know, we could play a league where, you know, you want to be a quarterback and you want to create yourself and be the Seahawks starting quarterback. And I want to be a coach and I want to control trades, the draft, free agency. Now we can do that in this mode because you can play superstar, I can play franchise, but we're in connected careers now. So it's really about choosing the way you want to play, connecting with the people you want to play with. And the really cool thing about it is, it's not just about winning Super Bowls anymore. There's an actual goal of making the Hall of Fame. So you're going to be judged as a quarterback, and I'm going to be judged as a coach. And we can compare this legacy score to each other as our new way to compete. So if you look at really cool games like Trials and all these different ways to compete with each other asynchronously, it's not just about, you know, winning Super Bowls and that's the only way to judge who the best player is. One of your friends could join as a tight end, make the Hall of Fame, and have just as much, you know, enjoyment with the league, even though his team never won the Super Bowl. So I think that was a big part of it, was letting people join up with people they wanted to play with an equally deep mode, if it's superstar mode or online franchise. All the depth is there, and you just kind of pick your path and join in with whoever you want.
So here's what I'm curious about, Mike, because, you know, I'm a guy who's played Madden for a long time, as I'm sure, you know, you've played this game for a while. And it's funny to see the development from what it was when it was all just a bunch of buddies sitting around in a room firing up an exhibition game to where it is now. And it seems like the fact that it relies so heavily online, like that seems like a big deal this year.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the video game age like you, and I love sports games, NHL 94, Tecmo Bowl, Bases Loaded. Baseball Stars, anything where I could create a league with my buddies. And back when none of us had anything else going on in our lives, we could, you know, get together at somebody's apartment and stay up all night and, you know, keep track of stats on paper and, you know, call a guy over when it's his time to play his game. And slowly, I think it's not just an age thing or people have kids or wives. It's that that time. We have so much we can fill it with entertainment-wise, you know, DVRs, Twitter, Facebook, iPhone, iPad. There's so many things to, you know, keep us busy that it's hard for anyone to get together. But what makes sports great is the social connection. And for me, just having one other person in my league to share my story. So if I win a Super Bowl by putting myself on the Rams or coaching the Rams and turning them around, nobody really wants to hear about that story anymore unless they're in the league.
Right.
It's kind of like a fantasy football story to somebody who's not in your league. It doesn't mean anything to them. They're like, yeah, that's great. You lost by 1 point on some Monday Night Football random call. That's awesome. But if they're in your league and that meant they're now in first place, they really care. So I think to me that's what connecting people is all about. It's a shared experience that means something to both people, up to 32 people. And it's a different world. So I think really what I look at is, you know, when I'm thinking about these things is what experiences and moments did I like in other games throughout the years, and what does that mean today? The change in technology and how we live, and so that's really what this was about, and that was the reason to connect them, is you know, thinking about the sports experience but in a new world.
Yeah, it seems really cool. It seems like, you know, a mode I think a lot of people are going to get down with. We're looking at a virtual sports network. We rely heavily on your online mode, especially on online franchises, and I know that has to have been retooled as well with the connected careers. When people start looking into a online franchise this year, is it going to be the same as what we got last year? What stuff have you added? What stuff maybe has been tough to include with this new mode?
Well, I mean, the old online franchise was bare bones. You know, it was technically allowed you to play with a bunch of people, you know, up to 32 people, but it lacked almost everything. So everything we have in the game for superstar mode, franchise mode, is now in online franchise. So the ability to scout for the future, you know, that's a brand new mechanism. We're scouting all season long for the draft. We have a draft that's been designed for people to experience it online together. You know, week to week spending XP, every player on your team, if you're a coach, is earning XP, and you can spend that. So Troy Polamalu's earned 24,000 XP. You choose how to progress that character. So there's a lot of stuff to do week to week that keeps you, you know, involved while you're waiting for the other games to be played. We have a practice mode in which you earn XP, and that XP as a coach is spent improving packages that can, you know, give you advantages.
Oh, nice.
There's like a package that makes you able to keep players from retiring. There's a package that makes it easier for you to re-sign players. There's a package that gives you an advantage when you're negotiating with free agents. So all these strategical things, and if you're a player, it's more, you know, traditional, I want to up this guy's speed and I want to up this guy's agility. So week to week, there's just a lot of deep management stuff that's been added for the online people. But like I said, it's equal parity. So there's a new XP system that's in all the modes. There's a new goal system. Everyone has goals in this game. You're always playing for contracts. You're always earning legacy points. You're always aspiring to the Hall of Fame. All of this depth, you know, is in what, you know, your traditional old online franchise mode. So that was the biggest thing, is we never wanted to have a year where we improve a mode and the other people are left on the sidelines with, why didn't they do anything for us? Now with this new, you know, super mode, every year this can be a priority, and we can continue to add more and more depth to it, more and more story, without leaving like a part of our audience behind.
All right, we also got Mr. Bill here on the line. Bill is the man who runs things over Virtual Sports Network when it comes to the online franchises. Mike, he's going to grill you, man, because this guy knows his stuff when it comes to his online franchises. Bill, it's going to be different this year. Things are going to be fun. Things are going to be wild. What do you got for Mike?
Well, Mike, we had several questions that we were, you know, hoping to discuss with you, and I've kind of grouped them out into different categories. If you don't mind, we can just jump right into them.
All right. Sounds good. I'm a little nervous, but okay.
For connected careers, first question, if a team is on autopilot, will the CPU perform regular tasks like depth chart, signing, releasing, et cetera?
Yeah, almost everything we have is set up to have an autopilot option. So, like, I was just talking about the week-to-week spending XP for your players.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people don't want that depth, or some people want to just take care of their quarterback and not worry about spending, you know, the rest of their roster's points. So everything can be autopiloted. It's just kind of up to you to, like, what you want to get deep onto.
Okay. So if we have, you know, sometimes life issues come up and we have an owner that needs to, you know, move on from the franchise and we bring in another owner. If, say, an owner leaves the franchise and the CPU takes over, does it immediately make transactions, or will there be like a grace period to get a human owner assigned to that team?
Well, if you move forward a week, the team would go on operating under new management per se. So, I mean, the best thing to do would be to have that happen during an off week or during
okay,
the same week.
So before you
so one guy retires,
the week.
Yes, yeah, before you advance the week. So if one guy retired and you brought in a new person instantly mm-hmm. that week, you shouldn't have any issues.
Okay, so there wouldn't be any transactions made until we advance the week. At that point, the CPU logic would kick in.
Correct.
Okay. What about for Connected Career, do we have weekly and yearly awards, let's say, you know, like the FedEx Ground and Air? I mean, I know that's a lot of things, you know, the realism aspect. Would we be able to see that type of thing?
Yeah, and we have, if you've heard about the news story in Twitter,
yes,
news
yes.
system that we have.
Yes.
Not only will you have a screen that shows the weekly awards and yearly awards, but during the week you'll see during the year or week, you'll see that announced over Twitter. You'll see speculation about who's in the running and who might win, and even commentary about who won it.
You okay.
might see some commentary about Aaron Rodgers being picked for Offensive Player of the Year, and you know somebody might say he was undeserving or he was a no-brainer. Okay. So there's a lot more than just having the screen
okay.
this year.
Good deal. And if you're let's say you're playing in a franchise and you are playing against a CPU opponent, can you super sim in online Connected Careers, or would you need to play that out play-by-play?
Any game, technically that's an offline game because you're playing a CPU.
Yeah.
So any game in which you are offline, even if it's in an online CPU league, you can use super sim.
Okay. So if there's, let's say you've got a 32-team league, one owner drops out, and the owner that's playing the CPU that week could super sim and jump in and out of that mode.
So if you just wanted to do the offensive snaps,
yeah.
and you wanted to super sim defense, you can do that.
Okay, great. What about the ability to for a coach to place a player on the injured reserve and free up a roster spot in Connected Careers?
I've never tried to do that.
I'm telling you, these guys—they've tried everything. I mean, if you could possibly try to finagle a way to do it, they've done it.
That one, I don't want to just say yes because I haven't tried to do it myself.
Okay,
it's probably a better question for Josh Lehman. It's more intimate with some of the details like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's not possible, but. I know we have stories about guys being on the IR, so I'm thinking it's probable he can do that, but I just don't want to say yes.
Okay,
enough.
No problem. Maybe we could follow up with Josh on that at another point.
Yeah, or even hit us up on Twitter and we can look
sure.
into that and follow up.
Thank you. In the superstar mode, let's shift to that for a moment. How does a player pick their team? In a superstar connected mode, is it a user choice only, or could you say, hey, I want to be drafted, and just wherever I end up, I end up?
Yeah, this year it's a user choice. What we have you do is you go in, and there's a choice. Do you want to be a player or a coach? When you pick player, the next choice is create yourself, use a game face, or pick a current NFL player, which you know, now this year it's not just the rookies. It could be Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger or, you know, the third-string quarterback on a team or fourth-string wide receiver, whatever, or a legend. If you choose to create a player, you also choose their backstory. So you pick high draft, low draft, or undrafted. And what that does is set up your expectations for you. Your whole goal system will be based on where you're drafted. So if you're Cam Newton, the same system works, but that's already predetermined. He was a high draft pick, so expectations for him are really high. It also sets up your base overall rating along with the player type you are. So you pick something like a standard pocket passer or scrambling quarterback, and those would also adjust your ratings. And then along with that, you know, high pick, mid-round pick, or undrafted, that sets up your ratings and your expectations. So if you go on, you know, the Rams is an undrafted quarterback, your expectations for your goals are going to be pretty low, but your ratings aren't going to be that great either. So it gives you, you know, a lot of people asked us last year for that, more of a grind experience of earning their way onto the starting lineup. Okay. But we are letting you, the next step is to pick your team.
So you pick your team. It wouldn't be a draft.
No.
Okay.
We've talked about that, but right now we enjoy the freedom.
Okay. Understood. When two users are playing a superstar connected careers game, let's say one is on offense and one is on defense, do they control the other side of the ball at all when neither player is on the field?
No, they don't. We currently have it set up that if you are playing somebody else and you're not on the field, you are watching from broadcast, a broadcast perspective. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we have that working.
Let's say if we've got somebody that's first string on the depth chart versus a user control player who's third string on the depth chart, the third string is just watching from the broadcast booth?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And talking about some of the realism that's brought into the game, what about the ability for commissioners to suspend players for conduct reasons, you know, things like DUIs or shooting up a nightclub?
Yeah, because that happens a lot in Madden, Bill.
We're definitely not going there yet. There's no off-field issues right now.
You guys didn't take some time to throw in some off-field issues this year? What are you spending your time doing? Like creating a whole new mode or something?
Yeah, there's some other issues about it, too.
Hey, what about the integrity engine? Can you give us a little bit of insight on what that's bringing to the table this year?
You mean the Infinity Engine?
Infinity Engine, yep.
I don't know if there's an integrity, but
no.
Maybe
I was caught up on the off the field issues.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The Infinity Engine is, you know, a new physics layer to the game, and it, you know, affects every single interaction on the field. It pretty much changes the outcome of every single play. So momentum, a guy's physical attributes affect the play. So what this means really is every animation looks different. Things like arms will get hooked up on somebody else's and change the way the animation plays out. It's actually really sophisticated. It's not a ragdoll system. So it's not just like hit happens and a guy's thrown out of control, but every limb has a tuned tension, necks, arms, legs. And it affects, you know, a guy will be trying desperately to get to where he wanted to. So if it's a guy hurdling and his legs get caught up from under him, he's going to attempt to finish the hurdle as though, you know, in real life, you wouldn't just start flying around like you've been shot. And,
right.
But it does create some very spectacular moments where in the past in Madden, you could just set the controller down, the play was over. Now you're seeing things like, a guy gets hit, and then he gets hit from the other angle, and he's actually kept on his feet. And somebody else comes in and, you know, sheds off that other block or the other tackler, and now he's free again. So there's just been some really outstanding moments that happen in the game naturally because of physics. It's definitely a huge game changer. And if you think about football, it's all about physical interaction. So, you know, super important to our sport to get this right, and it's tuned so well
Yeah.
But that you're just seeing really cool things that are, some are subtle, but it just feels a lot more natural and looks more natural. It just feels so much more authentic. And you know, the big one for a lot of people is just, I came from the NBA Street franchise.
Yeah.
And one thing that we had there was stuff that happened that blew your mind, that you call over, you know, 30 people to come look at your desk, and you just keep rewinding it over and over and over again. In my 4 years on Madden, there's been about two of those moments. And on Street, there's probably about 20 a week.
Right.
With the Infinity Engine, we are seeing, like, people working on the game, seeing stuff they've never seen before, capturing videos and sending them out to the entire team. I think that's when you know you have something special, in that there's moments none of us can predict that just kind of come out of these new interactions. And so I think people at home are going to see this stuff too. And like, I was watching one of the art director's desk today that we watched 10 times in a row.
Well, the videos have certainly
happened, you know. Yeah,
the videos have looked real good that we've seen so far. So I think everybody's really excited to hopefully get to check it out in a demo, or if not, you know, certainly when the game is released.
Is it with a new engine? Do the player ratings, has that been something then that becomes a lot more crucial in terms of what you can do with a guy since you have an entire new engine to work with?
Well, I would say anytime there's a new gameplay feature, you have to go back to the drawing board with some of the ratings. So if a guy doesn't feel like him and you've introduced something, like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Steven Jackson. And with the way he runs and being so physical, he actually wasn't playing that well. And he didn't feel like a 1,000-yard back. And I know he's getting older, but he was playing like the worst player in the league. So a lot of work is done to, you know, as anything in gameplay changes, tune it to get the players to feel right. So it could be changing the ratings. It could be tweaking the, you know, actual tuning of the physics themselves, or the pass trajectories, or. But yeah, a lot of things have been tuned because of what were changes here. We had a situation where Tom Brady on the run couldn't hit the side of a barn, and you know, even a game developer like myself could have made that throw. Obviously. Not with NFL linemen coming down my neck, but you know, when you see stuff like that and the players don't feel right, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback not being able to like jog to his right and hit an open man, you tune the ratings, and it's an ongoing process for, you know, guys like Donnie Moore and the gameplay team to work hand in hand to, you know, try to get everything as good as possible.
All right, sounds good. Let's shift over to as a commissioner of a league, one of the things that, you know, I'm very excited about is the web portal, how it will be managed within the game. One of the things for us this year, you know, in the past we've used some of the third-party sites that EA has partnered with loosely to manage the online franchise experience. This year, I'm wondering, is there going to be any value in using those sites, or is the EA online franchise site itself website, has that been updated? Has there been any new functionality added to it?
Well, we are going to have our own site, and we feel like you'll be able to do a lot of that stuff I was talking about, like the week-to-week stuff, like scouting, and the draft can be run from it, hopefully, eventually. We're treating the web like we'll be adding features as we go, but we feel like it'll be pretty fully functional pretty early on. We haven't launched it yet because the game's not out, but we feel like maybe there's stuff that, you know, the third-party sites can continue to kind of enhance what we're doing, but our goal eventually is to create a website that would be the best partner for the Madden console experience.
Okay.
And allow you to extend your experience off the console. So, you know, checking in with the league, doing actually gameplay with it.
All right. Well, so looking at those websites, Things that I guess that they added last year was the web, you know, the draft, being able to do the draft over the web, but they didn't have a timer. Is there any way to do draft pick time duration during on the website or the picks?
Well, we're not committing to having the draft on there yet, but we do on our draft on the console version, there is a timer.
Nice.
So,
okay.
When we put it in on our website, we would definitely have the timer because you'd be connecting with people on the console, some would be on the web. So it'd be very important that they'd all be on the same time scale.
Absolutely.
Talk about the mindset even going into creating an off season on an online dynasty or an online franchise, because that's something that, to me, I wouldn't even know where to begin because there's so much that happens with all the different people's schedules. What is that like, trying to put that together?
Well, one thing we tried to do this year is put it into like chunks. So like there's sections to it. Instead of just having the offseason be this one kind of big thing that just happens, we've broken out the steps. So there's like a free agency period that allows all the user teams to put in bids on whoever they want, and then the commissioner will send to the next week, and you'll see who signed, who hasn't signed, who's competing for which draft picks, and then you know, go to the second round of free agency. So we tried to design it to be more about multi-users enjoying an off-season and creating systems that, you know, made free agency kind of competitive and, you know, kind of not this instant sign. So, you know, a lot of, if you're familiar with the old franchise, you just sit there and keep upping your offer until the guy said yes. That doesn't exist. You put in your offer, and now you're going to wait, just like the rest of the league, on where this guy wants to go. He might turn down everyone, and now you have, you know, a different, well, this is his highest offer. I've got definitely got to beat this. And the free agents are going to value different things. You know, a winning team, a contract length. So coming in with a team, and they also evaluate their fit into a system, which is brand new for us too. So we're pretty happy about kind of the intricacies of the offseason. And it all leads up to the draft. So you go through a free agency period, you're scouting, you're seeing, you know, news from the pro days, news from the combine, and then you draft, and then you know, sign up all the contracts and get ready for the next season. But it's a step process, so you can kind of take your time. As a group of 32, you can take, you know, 3 days to do it all, or you can take a month to do it all. Just kind of depends on what the commissioner wants to do.
How will the salary cap adjust each year? Will it be predetermined values or something variable?
I don't know that either. That's a Josh question.
Okay. Any adjustments to the sliders, say user CPU penalty this year, or are they all the same and or applicable to connected careers mode?
There's not much to do with the sliders for, like, you mean the frequency of penalty calls and stuff like that?
Right.
There's tons of settings to set up your league. I'm not actually sure about that one in particular, but
yeah. And I know
very deep.
Yeah, I've read that we would be able to turn off things like bringing in a legend into the league.
For some people, they love that idea of having, you know, Barry Sanders in the league, but for others, that totally breaks their reality.
For the rest of the league that doesn't have Barry Sanders in might be a
drawback. So we definitely wanted that setting, and, you know, there's a lot of settings like that. If you don't, a lot of people were concerned that, oh my God, I might get fired, and I just want to be the Steelers owner in this 32-person league the whole time. I don't want to have to worry about my contract. And so there's a lot of options like that to let people have the experience they want.
Okay.
And Mike, you do realize that if you were to get fired from the Steelers, you could actually go and coach like a good team.
But you would also have the opportunity to just create a new coach, wouldn't you, and be hired by the Steelers for a league owners?
Yeah, for sure. One of the seasons I played, I sim most of the first season. That's my excuse for not winning, but I got fired and I just created myself as a different person and took over that same job.
Well, it was purely for testing purposes, though.
I was like, what if somebody's really bad at the game and
How did I get fired? So
you got to play it all different ways. But yeah, that's one of the coolest features is, you know, really thinking of yourself as a character. And there's, you know, I could see, you know, 16 or so people playing a league where, you know, the coaching carousel was actually meaningful. That could be pretty exciting.
It's funny to me how you say that, Mike, because you know you think of yourself as a character. It's funny how there's a lot of guys, and it's they get the perception they play sports games. They don't do the RPGs. They don't do the action games. Yet you go in and talk to them, and they know every single thing about the guy they made, and they pretty much treat the game like it is an RPG, but it's just through a football game.
That's how I think about it. I mean, people build their story. I mean, it's why you play a football game. You want to imagine that if you were really the Steelers GM, you'd make a better trade, or if you were, you know, the Seahawks quarterback, you could do this or you could do that. And I think that's what this mode does best, is it allows people a lot more to like enhance their story, so it's not all in their mind. But I mean, everyone loves characters, so people who say they dislike RPG elements, I think they're just being curmudgeons.
Yeah, I agree.
I think people all want that fantasy.
Yeah, and I had another question on the draft as we were looking at that. You know, in years past, there would be draft cheat sheets posted all over the various gaming sites within a few weeks after the game had been launched because of people simming through and finding the draft class. I know this year, the storylines are changing a lot of that, you know, with the players being injured or stock dropping going into the draft. Are we saying there's going to be truly random so that, like, they won't be able to know what the draft class is regardless? Like, every league will have a different draft class? Is that what we're going to see?
Well, we have 30 draft classes, and they play not in a random order, but say you fire up the game, you might get draft class number one and then go 1, 2, 3, 4, et cetera. I might start with draft class number 22. And on top of that, just like you said, so imagine we have like a fake Denard Robinson type character who a lot of people say, you know, if he wants to go pro, he's not going to be able to play quarterback. Maybe he'll be more of a, you know, maybe he might have to switch to wide receiver, like so many guys have done. Maybe he has to be more of a Brad Smith. What's cool about it is there's multiple branches. So even if, like, you know, week five, there's four things that could happen, and then from there, there's four more things that can happen. So I guess somebody could try to chart out a cheat sheet and say, oh, if you see this tweet about this guy, beware. But, I mean, it's all kind of makes sense too, because you're hearing that the guy broke his leg and he might not be as fast as when he comes back.
Right.
So we're looking at real life things, like, you know, when Sam Bradford separated his shoulder, a lot of people talked about it was a big risk for the Rams to take him, because what if his shoulder is not as strong as it was?
Right.
And, you know, we're going to create that doubt. And in our game, we might end up, the fake Sam Bradford guy comes back and he's awesome at the combine and his arm looks strong and, you know, you got yourself a great, you know, franchise quarterback. Or at the combine, he doesn't show up.
Okay.
He's not ready yet. And now you have to be worried. Maybe, you know, behind the scenes, maybe we've tuned him to where his shoulder and his throwing power are never going to be as good as it once was. So there's not going to be that true cheat sheet of like, oh, you have to get this guy, because almost every guy that could be the greatest player ever has that, you know, it's that Ryan Leaf factor in there.
Right.
You know, one out of five times, or two out of five times, or three out of five times. So I think it's going to be fun for people to explore, and I'm actually hoping people start posting like, oh, you need to get this guy, and then somebody else has a totally different experience where that guy ruined his team. Just to keep people from trying to, you know, make those cheat sheets.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, hopefully that will be the case. One other thing I had, looking at it from a commissioner perspective, is there any way to assign a co-commissioner within a franchise or connected career franchise?
Not right now. I could see it being valuable.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes the commissioner might have, such as myself, might have a work trip. over the course of a couple of days and need someone else to advance the week. So, you know, things
well,
like that.
Well, there's features we have coming that will address that. Things like being able to, as a commissioner, get a text message and auto-advancing the league right from your phone by replying, you know, yes to that.
Oh, outstanding.
Or getting on the... Yeah, or getting on a website and advancing the league that way.
Are we saying there might be a smartphone app coming for Madden this year?
There won't be a smartphone app. We're designing our website to be HTML5, so it can be on any device.
Nice.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that would be perfect for mobile use then.
But on the website, we're going to allow you to opt in to getting SMS messages about your league, email, and Twitter. So anything in the Twitter storyline, you'll be able to rebroadcast. You put in a Twitter handle, so your whole league could follow, you know, Billy's League, you know, at Billy's League, and all that news about your league would be on real Twitter.
That's
cool. Would be the 220.
That's cool.
The 220, second to none. Yeah. Actually, one of the oldest Madden leagues. We've been playing Madden online back before the network adapter was even released. You had to go and find the Linksys USB Ethernet modem.
Holy moly.
And that worked with the PS2. That's when our league went online.
Wow, you guys are hardcore. That's awesome.
So, let's see. Looking at other things, we had a few questions here on uniforms. One of our guys is a big Vikings fan. And he's wondering if the away uniforms are going to be all white this year. He's saying the team rarely wears purple pants on the road. I think he said maybe twice in 10 years.
I would have to look at the new style guide, you know, with the redesign of Nike. Some teams have changed stuff.
Okay.
I'd have to look that up. I don't memorize the Vikings per se. But
wait, you don't know off the top of your head the Vikings away uniform colors?
It is out of me.
Oh man, that's why.
What cleat will they be using as the default?
The Nike jersey integration transferred into Madden?
It's been cool. I mean, it's been really cool in the year that we added Legends and Legendary gear, because there's such a striking difference to, the way, you know, Walter Payton looked to, you know, a modern guy like Aaron Foster or Forte in the Nikes. But I think we translated this stuff pretty well. We were given a lot of fabric samples and, you know, like that neck stitching stuff. You know, you can really see that, and the details look really good in Madden. But, you know, we kept all of the old uniforms, so I think for our fans, it's like more and more and more uniforms. We added some historic stuff for some of the legends, you know, like the awesome blue and white Rams jersey for you know, Dick Lane, and the 1975 Steelers uniforms for Mean Joe Green, like a bunch of cool things like that just to keep adding to the library.
Okay, so you're saying you do have the 1960s blue Rams jerseys in the game this year?
I'm saying that, yep.
Because that was actually a question, believe it or not. there were Rams fans that were pondering this very issue. So, hey, you've mentioned Legends a few times, and I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm a huge Brett Favre fan. Went to school with him at Southern Miss back in the day. I noticed that he was at the Pro-Am with Sandy and Dion and Michael Strahan and all the crew a few weeks ago in Chicago. Conspicuously absent from the Legends list that's been published thus far, should I take it to mean that his appearance might mean there's a downloadable content edition of Brett Favre?
I wouldn't read too much into it. I actually really wanted to get Brett Favre in game. I like him just like you do. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I think he's important to the league, and he's such a fan favorite, and you know, we have that feature this year about players coming back, and who's better to represent that than Brett? But, I wish we could have got a deal done. Fortunately, he's not in there this year, but it doesn't mean he's out forever. You know, if people seem to love Legends and having him in the game, we'll definitely keep, you know, trying to get more and more in. And what's great about getting this first list out is
a few guys came to the top as, you know, oh, you guys need Marino. Marino's mentioned a lot, and Brett Favre's mentioned a lot. So fans are helping us kind of determine who the guys they really want are that we don't have. So I think that's
good
been
deal.
Fun.
So I'm hearing the ball's in Brett's court.
Yeah, I mean, everything's a cost. So, you know, if Brett Favre came to me and said, hey, Mike, put me in the game, he would be in.
Wait, but, you wouldn't be the one guy to tell him, no, Brett, we're not going to do that for you this year.
Yeah, but it would be great. He's awesome.
Who are some of the legends you're most excited about having in the game this year?
John Madden. I mean, it was a dream of mine before I worked on this franchise to, like, hire him as my coach. I just thought that would be the coolest. And the fact that he's never really been in his game as, like, a coach or, like, you know, somebody you could use in the game, I think that's awesome. Player-wise, I've met Barry Sanders a bunch of times, and he's just awesome as a player. I love having him. But, you know, Joe Montana. It was hard to get. Everyone said we couldn't get him. So to have one of the greatest players of all time. But there's so many cool guys. I mean, we try to get a good representation of a bunch of different eras. And, you know, me and Joe Green, I think, is the coolest looking guy we have in game. Like with his arm club and an old school helmet. And
is there the Coke jersey, the throwing of the jersey animation?
I mean, that would be the best trip ever, wouldn't it?
Hey, kid.
Hey, real quick, I know we don't have a lot of time with you left, Mike, but I know there are some people who are interested in some of the other game modes. Anything new with Ultimate Team this year?
Yeah, Ultimate Team got some cool revamps. They just came out with a blog for anybody who wants you know, more in-depth details, but I think the mode, you know, has a lot of new ways to experience, like, the challenges, and there's a whole new thing called solo challenges, which really makes the game fun and makes you feel like you're kind of playing through a ladder of different things to achieve. You know, all these legends are available in Madden Ultimate Team, and I think they're making it really fun, and every week that mode changes, you know, based on what's going on in the real NFL and the different ways they can kind of repackage different guys throughout their career. So you might see, you know, a Randy Moss Vikings card, or some of the fun stuff they've done in the past, with, like, when Ocho Cinco kicked a field goal and they had, you know, an Ocho Cinco kicker card. So I think people, that if they give the mode a chance this year, I think they're going to see, like, you know, a much cleaner experience. And I think trading is new. It's starting to all blur together to me right now, because we just finished this year's game and I'm so focused on next year. But I think, you know, the ability to trade with friends is new within that mode. But yeah, I would definitely go check out the blog, because it just came out and dropped all the details.
Can we talk about a mode that disappeared that I think is going to be something that is interesting to a lot of fans, and maybe something you can speak on why it wasn't capable to work on your guys' end. But I know a lot of people will be talking about the fact that, you know, college football drops today, Madden next month, and you look at the fact that there's not going to be that ability to take the draft class from college football to Madden. What was the mindset for you guys going in, and what is the response to people who are right now worried about that?
The response to them?
Yeah.
It's something we wanted. One of the challenges with getting it in this year was just definitely time. We did rebuild three game modes from scratch into one awesome super mode. It just missed the cut line. But one of the biggest problems was the timing with NCAA. You know, their game has to be done before ours, and we needed them to do work to support what we needed as well. So on top of that, we created all of this new scouting and the gameplay designed around discovering a guy, you know, all the stories and the branching storylines. Right now, if you would import a draft class, it wouldn't have had any of that. And it kind of would have broken the game in a way. And that one of our biggest features and depth things about, you know, managing a team would have been missing for the imported team. So we really need to design a cool way to apply that stuff after the fact. So if you play it in NCAA, translate that experience to the Madden, so it's still a deep, rich experience. And it just, you know, one of the things that fell off just because of how complicated and kind of a high bar for quality. But we know fans want it. Not tons of people do it. Doesn't mean we won't do it because of that. It's just like what we heard from our internal community, the EA Sports Game Changers, was that when they experienced our draft and, you know, kind of that experience with finding those diamonds in the rough and our scouting, they preferred that over, you know, importing their guys from their NCAA. But we will definitely get it back. I just hopefully that explains it well enough.
Is it something that would be, I liked what you had to have to say about your guys' draft because it does sound very intriguing, but to the diehards, is it something that they have to worry about? It is gone forever? Or is it something there is a chance next year, the year after that, eventually down the road, it is something that could pop its way back into the both those franchises?
It's big time on our radar.
Okay.
We really care about our hardcore fans, and we've definitely listened to what they want. So it's going to come back. We just needed more time to figure out the best way to do it. And if you invest all that time in that class, you want them to translate over to the Madden game the right way. Like, you want their stats to translate well. But when we added all the things with XP and Legacy Score and, you know, the backstories, we needed to have all that stuff translated from NCAA, who doesn't have those same systems. So we'll get it, and it's definitely probably going to be have to be a partnership with NCAA, and they value it as well.
Well, Mike, I know you are the one of the busiest guys right now with the new game dropping, but before my last thing for you, I guess, would be, you're the creative mind behind this. So you're opening the game for yourself for the first time. What are you most proud about? What is the thing you're going to point your finger at and go, this is the thing that is going to blow everyone's mind, the one thing this year in Madden?
I'd say it's just the general thought of, I don't think people can say Madden's the same old Madden. I really believe that, you know, because of the Infinity Engine and Connected Careers, we've given people a new experience. The gameplay is fun. It feels different than any year I've worked on it. And now you have a really great deep mode to experience it with. So I don't feel like we're going to read a lot of reviews saying that, you know, Madden's good, but is it good enough? Or
nice.
It's too similar to this last year, or just minor improvements. I think this is a year where we made two giant improvements along with a bunch of other really good improvements. So I think it's a noticeable upgrade. So that's what I'm proud of.
Well, and I had one more question, Mike. I know with all of the consoles that you guys are developing for, the 360, the PlayStation 3, likely the Wii U and the Vita, what is the possibility that we might ever see a Madden for the PC again?
I think it's come up a couple times. It's like, you know, I mean, we've definitely been talking about it. I don't know when or if it'll come back. I don't know what, you know, that's more of a executive producer call than mine. But,
okay.
I mean, it's definitely been talked about before. I just don't know kind of where we stand with, you know, where, how many people would want it. If it makes sense for us to do again, but I wouldn't think it's impossible.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's all I had.
Cool. Well, it's been a good chat with you guys.
Mike, we appreciate it, man, and good luck getting a little bit of rest before the game drops. And I like that you already said you're working on 2014. Good luck with that.
I appreciate it.
All right. See you, man.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks a lot to Madden's creative designer, Mike Young, right there for taking some time to join us. A whole hour's worth, pretty much, of him talking Madden. Thanks to Mr. Bill as well. Of course, he runs the best Madden League on Virtual Sports Network, the 220. You'll have to settle for second, TGT and TST. Yeah, TSTers. If you have no idea what either of those mean or any of that, you need to check out virtualsportsdaily.com. Go to the forums, sign up. You can get your Madden on there. Lots of Madden online leagues. Lots of people playing the games as well. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And you can troll me at Bomberuski on the boards.